The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In light of the growing threat to the free expression of biblical truth, let us remember those whom God has used in the past and draw the strength of faith from their stands. The faith of one, Abraham, was used to save many lives when he attacked the kings who had carried off his nephew Lot and his family. Though Abraham had only 318 men in his household army, God defeated the combined armies of four kings and rescued the captives they had taken, including Lot. And because of Abraham's obedience in the face of fear, God greatly blessed him during and after the battle. Gideon, with just 300 men, overcame an army that was without number, demonstrating how powerfully God shows up on behalf of those who trust Him. Elijah alone faced 450 prophets of Baal and challenged the nation of Israel to decide who was God in Israel. Yet God showed up on Elijah's behalf while there was no move from Baal at all. The fire of God fell on Elijah's prepared sacrifice and consumed not only the sacrifice, but the stones of the altar and the water with which Elijah had drenched the sacrifice. The nation turned back to God because of Elijah's stand, and revival came to Israel. Let us choose to stand with God in this day when the false prophets of abortion and homosexuality scream out their lies, and perhaps God will grant us repentance and revival. Let's not worry about the consequences for stating the message, nor our inadequacies in communicating the message. God used even Jonah to bring repentance to the huge city of Nineveh, and Jonah didn't even want the people of Nineveh to repent. Let's speak the truth in love, directly from the Scriptures, giving no thought about the results or consequences, but leaving those completely in the hand of God. Let us not cower in fear at being ostracized by our enemies or even by well-meaning friends and family. Let us not give in to threats of fines, imprisonment, or even death. Let us stand and say with Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let us continue to fight for the liberty of the next generation. Let us fight for the internal liberty that comes from receiving Christ as Lord. Let us fight for the external liberty, meaning civil liberty, that grows out of that internal liberty which Christ brings. Let us stand alongside Nathan Hale. Hale was a young school teacher who volunteered to be a spy for George Washington's army. When he was caught by the British and condemned to be hung, he stated boldly, quote, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." May our resolve be like Peter Marshall's, chaplain of the U.S. Senate in 1948. He quoted Josiah Holland's poem as a prayer to God. May we do the same. It reads, quote, "A time like this demands strong minds, great hearts, true faith, and ready hands, men whom the lust of office does not kill, men whom the spoils of office cannot buy, men who possess opinions and a will, men who have honor, men who will not lie, men who can stand before a demagogue and damn his treacherous flatteries without winking, tall men, sun-crowned, who live above the fog, in public duty and in private thinking." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.